Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, we're going to talk about the NHL Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Final. We're also going to talk about a really deep, deep issue, and upon further review, and we're going to award Dolts of the Week. Yes, you heard me correct. There will be two Dolts awarded this week. I'm excited about this episode. Let's get right to it. Headlines, please. Dateline, Pittsburgh. Well, the PPG Paints Arena was filled with action the first two periods, and then they were treated to a slaughter, a favorable one to the home crowd, in the third period, as the Penguins put forth with three goals back-to-back within 3 minutes 30 seconds of each other to force the Predators goalie Pekka Rinne to the bench in the 4-1 win for the Penguins. Now that puts them up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Final, and the defending champs look like they are not going to slow down. The question now is, can the Penguins put more pressure on the Predators, and can the Predators stop having only a few minutes of lapses in play, stop them from actually taking control of this series? Now they have to get back in it. The series gets back to Nashville, so we'll see how things go from here. Dateline, Oakland. What did I see in game one? In the 113-91 victory, the Warriors, how can I put this in a way that is really palpable? They had a free pass in the lane. The lane was so wide open, I could have driven down it and not hit a human being. That is how wide open the lane was. It was ridiculous. In the first half alone, Durant had 3 dunks. The lane was just open. And the thing is, the Cavaliers are a more physical team than the Warriors, but you wouldn't know it by how they played. It just was ridiculous. It was horrible. It was horrendous play by the Cavaliers. Now, as easy as I described how the paint was in driving down it, Durant had this to say about game one. Quote, "It's not easy at all. We have to go out there and execute. It's hard to do that every possession." Close quote. No, but it makes it a lot easier when the Cavaliers turn it over 20 times. You can execute then. And for those who want to say, well, James is nothing, 28 points, 15 boards, 8 assists. That's not really nothing. You just need help. It's just that simple. One man cannot do it by himself, and that's what I saw. One man trying to do it by himself. Defense, where is that? That was a poor excuse of a game. We need defense, and you can't play defense by having Ole techniques like you're a matador for the Warriors to drive down the paint. Dateline, Paris! French player and qualifier Maxime Hamou had the audacity and nerve to want to kiss a reporter during a post-game interview or post-match interview. Now, Hamou felt embarrassed. He had this to opine about the incident. Quote, "I let my excess of enthusiasm express itself awkwardly toward Mali, who I know and sincerely respect." Close quote. And he said that in French. Okay. Hamou, this is how it goes, son. I know that you're excited because, well, you're a qualifier, so you weren't expected to win anything in the French Open, and you've won something. So you're on your home court, and you're ecstatic. You won a match. Cool. You're not supposed to make a woman feel uncomfortable, dude. That it was uncomfortable watching it. So I can only imagine from the reporter standpoint how uncomfortable it was to endure that. And you saw that she was tilting herself away from you. Why don't you catch that cue the first time and say, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Or not even do it at all. I mean, it's just that simple. Dateline, Jupiter, Florida. Well, apparently on the Sunday before Memorial Day, or I should say Memorial Day morning, 14-time Grand Slam winner Tiger Woods was arrested for driving under the influence. Now, in taking the breathalyzer to that, he blew a 0.00. However, he was caught sleeping behind the wheel. And unfortunately, when you see the mugshot, he looks as though he is, well, drugged and almost sleepwalking. Tiger himself had this to say about the incident. Quote, I understand the severity of what I did, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I want the public to know that alcohol was not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications had affected me so strongly. I would like to apologize with all my heart to my family, friends, and the fans. I expect more from myself, too. I will do everything in my power to ensure this will never happen again. I fully cooperated with law enforcement, and I would like to personally thank the representatives of the Jupiter Police Department and the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office for their professionalism. Close quote. Now, I had the Cold Sports Driving Service waiting for you, and I probably will mention it to you because here's the thing, Tigs. I get that you're an independent guy, that you can do things on your own. I fully get it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, with all the Buick commercials you've done and the golf club that Elon swung at with your Escalade way back in the day before you guys divorced, I get you like to drive. But you are at a place in life right now where you can have a driver. You can afford one. You don't have to drive all the way everywhere. And I get it. It's fun to drive. I fully get that. But there's just certain times you just have to put aside even wanting to drive. If you even think that you feel not so yourself, get somebody to help you drive around. This could be easily avoidable. And unfortunately, it's making your legacy look even worse than it already has started to look ever since the Thanksgiving weekend of 2009. I hope you can get it together because I want you to pursue these grand slams. But if you have these things happening, grand slams are not going to be what we're concerned about with you. Your health will be. When I come back, we're going to put a subject that is worthy to discuss upon further review, but immediately following the break. Dolt of the Week time is next. For the up-to-date news, for laughs, for sports that really matters to you, go to ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports with a Z.com. You can check out the latest in all things sports from the man who does it like no other can. ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports with a Z.com. Back to Cole Sports, everybody. Cole Johnson here. So glad that you're with me. Let's waste no more time. Dolt of the Week. Dolt of the Week. You already know. Now, I was going to award this Dolt of the Week to Tiger Woods, but you heard me. I didn't. When I found out that he was not under the influence of alcohol, I said, okay, well, he's not going to be the Dolt, but we have to find someone else. And looky here. I found two worthy of the award. The winners of this episode's Dolt of the Week are... one of the owners of the New York Giants, John Mara, and the host of Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports 1, Jason Whitlock. Let's get to Mara first. This is why he is a Dolt of this week and one of the two that I awarded. So he was contacted and asked about Colin Kaepernick and the ability of him to be on the Giants. And so Mara had this to opine. Quote, all my years of being in the league, I never received more emotional mail from people than I did about that issue. If any of your players ever do that, We are never coming to another Giants game. It wasn't one or two letters. It was a lot. It's an emotional issue for a lot of people, more so than any other issue I've run into. Close quote. Now on its ear, I totally get that, and he would be correct. However, Mr. Mara, you do realize that you gave a contract extension to a domestic abuser. Those who are unaware, Giants kicker Josh Brown was suspended for one game last year. Yes, you heard me. One game last year before he ended up being suspended for the rest of the year after it was leaked about his exploits. Well, Mr. Brown was rewarded with a new contract after he was arrested for domestic violence. And he was on the team still. So it's amazing to me that Mara could form out of his lip that a guy who didn't do anything illegal, that a guy who knelt for principle. I may not agree with all of his stance, and I don't have to agree with all of his stance, but it's amazing to me that a guy who didn't do anything illegal is considered more of a distraction than a guy who has roughed up his now ex-wife and has had a record of domestic abuse ever since he was a kicker for Florida State. And this man is now close to 38. So we're talking at least 18, 19 years. It's just ridiculous and mind-boggling to me what people place as value. Now, I've said this, and I'll continue to say it. Be straight up with us, Mara. Say to us, and you pretty much did with your statement, that it's all about money, not principle, money. Because you see, you didn't get, supposedly, letters from your Giants season ticket holders saying, okay, if you still employ Josh Brown, we're not going to watch a game. No, Colin Kaepernick is that reason. Ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, let's get to the other dolt of this week, Mr. Jason Whitlock. Now, he, after getting into a war of words with Charlemagne the God, he decided to opine this hot take, this hot garbage of a take, in lieu of my Upon Further Review segment, LeBron James, and the racial slur painted on his Brentwood front gate. Quote, he allegedly had the N-word spray painted on his $20 million Brentwood home. He wasn't here. His family wasn't there. He heard about it. He's on stage. Oh, my family is safe. From what? Spray paint? They're in Cleveland. LeBron has risen above poverty to that special elevated place in society where pretty much nothing can bother him. Have you ever tried to be a veteran that lost a leg in America? Have you ever been a poor person accused of a crime and forced to go with a public defender in America? Of any color. If you're poor, regardless of color, you're catching close quote. I'm really am at a loss for words here. Because as you said to Charlemagne in your rant last week, you're 50. You have the audacity to actually say that LeBron has risen above poverty to an elevated place where nothing can bother him. Last I checked, LeBron didn't turn into a white person. Last I checked, he's a player. And yes, he makes a lot of money, but he's a player. It's the exact same thing that Chris Rock said in regards to Shaquille O'Neal and Dr. Jerry Buss in relations to richness and wealth. Quote, Shaq is rich. The guy signing Shaq's checks is wealthy. Close quote. Yes, so LeBron is coming close to being wealthy. Yeah, to afford a $20 million home, that's steep. I get that. But racism is not about money, Whitlock. You have lived 5 decades on this country's soil, right? You have witnessed this stuff, right? You claim that you played football because you were an offensive lineman. So you get that, okay, you may be afforded a couple of privileges because you play a sport, but you get hated on because of what you look like. But I guess that didn't happen to you, right, Jason? Now, in your rant to Charlemagne the God, you said that you hung on every single thing that KRS-One, EPMD, and Public Enemy ever put forth because of their riveting commentary on all things social and justice, right? Well, this may be a little more crass to you, but this is what happened. I'm gonna give you a good lesson. Get the College Dropout by Kanye West. Listen to All Falls Down. I want you to listen to the end of that second verse because there's a lyric that says, quote, even if you in a Benz, you still a in a coupe. Close quote. What you've witnessed, Whitlock, is LeBron actually understanding that to many people in this country, he still is a in a coupe. meaning it doesn't matter how much money he has. To some ignorant individuals, he still is a bottom dweller, all because the skin tone is much darker than the quote accepted unquote skin tone. That has nothing to do with money. That has everything to do with looks. And for you to reduce it to only money, Mr. Whitlock, is completely irresponsible of you. Because I want you to understand this. You can speak for yourself. I know that's the name of your show. And unfortunately, more and more things you say, you are speaking more and more for yourself. But I'm sure, as Barack Obama can tell you, Oprah Winfrey can tell you, and now LeBron James for sure, and many others who are rich and getting close to wealthy, that no matter how much money they have, that no matter how much they can buy themselves out of certain situations, that all of them are still nothing more than in a coop when it comes to a horde of ignorant individuals in this country. Racism is not just money. Racism, more so, is a mindset. And I think that is something you need to grasp. But seemingly, since you want to speak for yourself, you don't. When I come back, we're going to continue the conversation of LeBron James in a different manner in upon further review. For news, for comedy, for entertainment, for sports, for all things sports, join Cole Johnson and ColeSports.com, where you will receive the newsletter of newsletters. Find out where to have your opinion be heard. Find out how you can actually speak on air. Find out how you can vote for adults of the week, month, and quarter. Subscribe to the Cole Sports newsletter on ColeSports.com. That's Cole Sports with the Z.com. Cole Sports. Available on social media outlets everywhere. And Cole Sports with the Z.com. Coming up in the next episode of Cole Sports, we're going to talk about Hank Williams Jr. coming back to Monday Night Football on ESPN. We're also going to talk about Albert Pujols reaching the ever elusive 600 homer club. And we have more on tap. Of course, more NHL Stanley Cup final coverage and more NBA finals coverage. That's for the next episode. But for this one right here, since we're not on the next episode yet. We're going to talk about a subject that is very heavy-hearted upon further review. Quote, "My family is safe. At the end of the day, they're safe, and that's the most important. It just goes to show that racism will always be part of the world and part of America. Hate in America, especially for African Americans, is living every day. No matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, being black in America is tough. We have a long way to go for us as a society and for us as African Americans until we feel equal in America. But my family is safe, and that's what's important." Close quote. Now, those were comments from LeBron James in lieu of the information he received about the epithet with the N-word painted on the front gate to his elegant $20 million Brentwood, California home. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this issue is that there are many people who want to say that we live in a post-racial society. And one, explain to me what post-racial means. Two, if you're referring to the fact that there's not colored restrooms colored water fountains, colored spaces in buses and eating establishments, if not just outright being thrown out of establishments altogether, fine. Then that may be post-racial to you. But until we stop having to look at applications on jobs where it says, check this box, Asian, Black, White, Indian, Hispanic, until we don't have to worry about those things, this is an issue. This is an issue in this country, and this will be an issue in this country. Newsflash, racism is still alive. Newsflash, it's not going away. You can't cover your eyes and say, nothing here to see. You can't cover your ears and say, nothing here to hear. Your brother and your sister, who may not look like you, depend on you to rid this country, if not the world, of this garbage. And I say world because there was an article that I read about Wyclef Jean, the same Wyclef Jean of the Fugees. He was on tour. He was in a club and he saw the N-word spray painted on the wall. He was in Germany. So this isn't just an American problem. This is a world poison. And it doesn't have to take a LeBron James for us to know that this is a world poison. But for those like Jason Whitlock who wants to cover their eyes and cover their ears and say, I see no evil, I hear no evil, it makes me want to say, yeah, you see no evil, you hear no evil. That's because you are evil. Because those who want to sit by and idle, sit on their hands and say, well, there isn't anything to see or hear, you're complicit. You're complicit in having this hot garbage continue. You're complicit in wanting the cancer to continue and fester and grow, because it's not overt anymore, or at least it's not as overt as it was, say, 50 years ago. Definitely not as overt as, say, 100 years ago, and definitely not as overt as 150 years ago, when ancestors of mine were barely learning how to negotiate their way post-slavery in the antebellum era. And going back to that type of history, you see, Americans were promised by this country to have each 40 acres and a mule. That's the reason why Spike Lee titled his production company 40 Acres and a Mule, because that is what America promised the slaves when they became former slaves. And we didn't receive those 40 acres and a mule. You see, it's those things that are in the back of African Americans' minds. White America, brown America, red America. When it comes to this type of ignorance that we see, some of us, unfortunately, still on a daily basis. And it's like what LeBron James said. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how much fame you accord. And if you really want to know that, look at the story of O.J. Simpson. In many ways, there was no guy more famous than this fool. Yet, when that verdict was returned not guilty in 1995, he was viewed as nothing more than trash. He had fame. He had fortune. He had money. But he was considered nothing. Because in many people's minds, he was a murderer. And he got away. That is what LeBron James is talking about. The understanding that you can live a life free, clear, and perfect of any type of big time legal flaw. But it doesn't matter what happens, where you go, what you do, how you do it. You're still considered a minority. You're still considered lower than the lowest common denominator. You're still considered subpar. You're still considered second class because you don't look white. And I just put it out there. There was a story by one of my fellow podcasters in the game, and she talked about how insulted she felt because she received the compliment, which was extremely backhanded, of, oh my gosh, the way you talk, you're so articulate, as if black people don't know how to speak. That is the type of mentality that we see, which is still prevalent in 2017. So don't just sweep this under the rug. Do something about it. Be empowered to say no more of this garbage. We're human, all of us, no matter how light or dark the shade, we're human. And there is no ignorant human being that's going to stop me from looking at another person and say, you are my brother or you are my sister. Because I don't care how light your skin color is. I don't care how dark it is. It could be white like paper, dark like coal. I don't care. You're still my brother because you still bleed red and I still love you. No matter who you are, how much money you make, what you do. Because I'm governed by a higher authority to do so. Many in America need to wake up. And VIP, help me wake these people up. To have them understand that we are much stronger, we are much more powerful, and we are much better together than we ever would be separate. Because being separate is a tool of the devil. Being together is where the action really is. If you happen to like this episode or any episode in this canon that you've heard, follow me on ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports with a Z.com. You can check out all of what I do, all of where I am. You can go to my Facebook group there. You can also listen to books there. You can also get my free ebook, Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, there. You can also speak on VIP Speak and let your voice be heard. You can get all that access on ColeSportsWithAZ.com. And most importantly, I want to hear directly what you have to say. I want to get contact with you. So if you subscribe to ColeSports.com, just subscribe. I'll give you an email and detail exactly what you can receive, and I will also read what you have to say and air what you have to say, because your voice matters. I care about your voice, VIP. I want to hear from you. I want to read from you. So come on. This show needs you. You are important to me and this brand, because without you, VIP, there is no Cole Sports. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart that you continue to listen to Cole Sports with a Z. .com. Because it doesn't matter where you listen to me, how you listen to me, or when you do. The most important thing, VIP, outside of hearing you and what you have to say, is for you to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Sports.
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.